Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we take your source material and distill the key insights you need to know fast. So if you've ever had to deal with a really critical legal process, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe suing papers for a lawsuit or filing a complex eviction. You know that moment you have to hand it off to outsource it. And suddenly that feeling of quality control, it just drops. You're left dealing with some anonymous website or maybe a faceless call center or a firm where you can't even, you know, find their physical location. Today, we are deep diving into a really interesting counter narrative. It's sourced from a company called Lafayette Process Servers, LLC, or LPS, and their whole central commitment is that they are chamber verified. It's an approach that seems designed to just completely reject that anonymous model and really guarantee accountability.
And that contrast is, I think, why this is so important to unpack. Because in legal support, the stakes are just always high. I mean, if a service fails, your entire case can be jeopardized. The sources really argue that relying on those anonymous online-only vendors, it just introduces an unacceptable level of risk.
Right. So our mission today is to figure out what this commitment to being, you know, locally rooted, transparent, and officially verified. Mm-hmm. What does it actually deliver to you, the client? The sources hammer this point home. Transparency is the cornerstone, and they signal it right away.
How so?
They want you to know exactly where they are. One Galleria Boulevard, Suite 1900 in Metairie, Louisiana. That specific physical address, right, combined with that chamber verified status.
That's the guarantee right there.
That is presented as the immediate tangible guarantee of accountability. No hiding.
Okay, let's unpack this core idea. Mm-hmm. Because being local sounds nice, but what's the actual mechanism that makes chamber verified better than, say, just having a state license? Mm-hmm. Our sources make it clear this isn't just a passive thing. LPS isn't just, you know, paying dues to one group. They are active, invested members of three specific, very respected business organizations in that region.
The New Orleans Chamber, the Jefferson Chamber, and the St. Bernard Chamber of Commerce.
Three of them. Exactly. And what's fascinating is how they position this triple membership. Mm-hmm. It's a client guarantee, for sure, but it's more than just a marketing claim. It's an intentional kind of self-imposed mechanism for accountability.
Right.
I mean, think about the core question here. How do you, as a client, really vet an outsourced service provider?
Right. How do you know they're legit?
Well, the sources argue that chamber membership proves legitimacy. It means they've been vetted by the local business community itself. This isn't just a government license. It connects this really critical legal service to the stable, visible, and established local economy.
But doesn't that sound like a lot of administrative overhead? I mean, why is being in three different chambers actually better for the client than just having one strong statewide license? Who is checking their work?
That's a crucial distinction. The reason the sources emphasize the chamber structure is because it introduces reputational risk.
Ah.
And reputational risk, I mean, that is the ultimate internal quality control.
So if you mess up?
If you upset one client badly enough that they complain to, say, the New Orleans Chamber, the risk of losing that coveted membership status is a far, far greater deterrent to shoddy service than, you know, facing some minor fine from a state licensing board.
That makes perfect sense.
The chambers are where they build their local reputation. They just cannot afford to have that reputation tarnished.
That reframes the value completely. It means the local business community itself is, in effect, providing the quality assurance because they know this firm is standing shoulder to shoulder with them. And this whole philosophy, it's perfectly articulated by Scott Frank, the owner of LPS. We pulled some insights from their own internal podcast, Paper Trails. He frames this as the fundamental difference between being a temporary vendor and a lasting partner.
He draws a very sharp line in the sand. The source material drives this point home. He says something like, anyone can build a website and say they serve New Orleans.
Right. Anyone can do that.
But are they invested here? Do they show up to the Jefferson Chamber meetings? Do they actively support St. Bernard businesses?
The contrast is palpable. If you're just a vendor, you minimize your costs, maximize your reach, and you hide. You hide behind a P.O. box or a call center somewhere else.
But if you're a partner, you are, as Frank puts it, standing shoulder to shoulder with the local business community, which means you have to be there. Active participation, constant visibility.
And that visibility is where the real value is for the client, isn't it?
It has to be. The sources argue this dedication builds a kind of trust that you just can't manufacture with digital marketing. Frank calls it local recognition.
The kind you can't buy with Google ads.
Exactly. He gives a really concrete example. He says, when I walk into a business in Chalmette, they know me. When I file papers in Gretna, the clerks know our firm.
And that is huge.
It is. That level of familiarity, it signals institutional trust within the court system itself. When a clerk knows your firm, knows your team, all those little administrative hiccups and filing delays, they just naturally get reduced because there's a real established relationship there.
So the verification, the chamber verification, it basically translates into institutional recognition within that local ecosystem.
Right.
And that's the ultimate client benefit. Smoother service driven by verified relationships, not just these anonymous, faceless transactions. Okay, so if that's the commitment, let's look at the real-world payoff. How does being triple verified and locally invested translate into tangible, effective service across, I mean, the really complex geography of southern Louisiana? The sources claim their local knowledge is so deep they know the parish roads better than any outsider.
And this is where we move past generic claims and get into actual logistics, because New Orleans and its surrounding parishes are they're logistically challenging.
For sure.
Knowing the rows isn't just about traffic. It's about knowing the court systems, the filing hours, the security protocols in different buildings, the whole environment.
Okay, let's start with New Orleans itself.
Yeah.
The CBD, Orleans Parish, you've got to navigate those high-rises on Poydras Street. What does local knowledge even mean there?
It means so much more than just finding the building. It means knowing which high-rises have specific security procedures, which ones require prior lobby clearance.
Ah, the little details that waste hours.
Exactly. How to access the right floors efficiently without getting stuck in some mandatory visitor queue for an hour. If you're serving a major corporation, that speed is critical. It also means handling work with the Eastern District Court, a federal facility with its own unique set of rules. An outsider who is unfamiliar with that specific urban density is going to waste so much time.
That efficiency is a direct payoff. Okay, then you move just outside to Jefferson Parish, which is where their office is in Metairie. How does the knowledge base have to shift when you go from the CBD to, say, Metairie and Kenner?
Jefferson Parish is a totally different challenge. You're going from that intense urban density to these sprawling suburban office parks and residential neighborhoods. The sources really emphasize handling the Metairie office parks, but also residential serves in Kenner, and they specifically call out servicing Harahan. So local knowledge there means understanding things like municipal zoning rules that might impact service attempts, and critically, being deeply familiar with Gretna.
Which is the parish seat.
Exactly. It's where the 24th Judicial District Court sits.
And that familiarity in Gretna is essential for any attorney working in the region. You absolutely do not want your process server getting lost in the administrative shuffle when they're filing your proof of service.
Precisely. And then you have the third parish in their verification loop, St. Bernard Parish. So here we're talking about areas like Chaumette and Arabi. This is a very tight-knit community. So having that official local recognition, that St. Bernard Chamber membership, it just opens doors and verifies your credibility instantly.
Mm-hmm.
An anonymous server would really struggle to navigate that kind of environment.
So this deep, verified local knowledge is why, for you, the listener, this whole verification thing actually matters in practice. It moves from a nice theory to, you know, tangible results.
Yeah.
And we see that perfectly captured in a testimonial from the sources.
Oh, yeah, they are from the paralegal.
Sarah L., a corporate paralegal, she said she specifically looked for a process server who was a member of the Jefferson Chamber. She chose them for a complex serve in a Metairie office park and cited their professionalism and their speed.
And that testimonial, I mean, it just validates the entire business model.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that the clients who are handling the really complex high stakes serves the people who absolutely cannot afford a mistake. They are actively using chamber membership as a quality filter.
They're seeking it out.
They are proactively seeking out firms that have voluntarily submitted themselves to that local community accountability, especially when you're dealing with the complexity of Metairie Office Park. And just to confirm the full geographical scope here, the sources state they have daily routes covering Orleans, Jefferson, and St. Bernard. Plus, they extend into St. Tammany Parish as well.
So it's a real regional network.
It is. So while the hub is Lafayette, this deep multi-chamber connection makes them a truly accountable, integrated regional player for all of Southeast Louisiana.
Okay, so we've established the accountability and the geographical competency. Let's shift now to capability. If their local investment proves they're trustworthy, the next logical question is, what are they actually capable of doing beyond just a standard easy serve? Their service list is pretty extensive, which suggests they handle the entire spectrum of legal logistics. For instance, they offer a process server stakeout service,
which immediately tells you they deal with difficult to serve parties, people who are actively evading their legal responsibilities. And that requires immense local knowledge and a lot of patience.
For sure.
And this is where their role expands beyond just serving individuals. They also manage Louisiana Registered Agent Submission, which is absolutely critical for businesses that need to maintain legal compliance within the state.
And for legal professionals, this is key.
Critically, yes. They offer comprehensive courthouse runner services. The sources specifically mention filing documents at the 24th Judicial District Court and the Civil District Court. Now, for you, the listener, you might not be filing documents every day. So why is specifying the 24th JDC in Gretna so important?
Because that court handles all the major civil lawsuits for all of Jefferson Parish. If you need a document filed or served or retrieved from the 24th JDC correctly and quickly, relying on a verified local firm saves you a ton of time. And it mitigates the risk of an administrative rejection, which could delay your case by weeks.
Exactly. And they're also deeply involved in property matters. They offer comprehensive eviction support.
And it's not just a generic service.
No, it includes providing an eviction form and an eviction guide with specialized guidance that's referenced specifically for the local Metairie and St. Bernard Parish eviction processes. That level of hyper-local support, well, it demonstrates a true partnership approach.
Okay, now, as we analyze these specialized guides and services, we absolutely have to address the critical legal disclaimers that are in the source material. While they offer all this specialized support, they are extremely clear about their professional limits.
This is non-negotiable. For critical thinking and for client safety, LPS is explicitly a private commercial entity. They are a dues-paying member of the chambers. They are not a government agency. Transparency requires this distinction to be crystal clear.
And furthermore, they state in no uncertain terms that their content, the eviction guides, all the informational summaries, it's all strictly informational.
They stress, and this is important, they're not attorneys, nor are they affiliated with any law firms or government agencies like the SEC or the IRS. They cannot give legal advice.
So what's the takeaway for the listener?
The takeaway for you is this. They provide the verified logistical engine for your legal action, but they do not provide the steering wheel. If you need legal guidance, you have to contact an attorney directly or reach out to your local bar association for professional counsel.
They manage the process. The lawyer manages the law.
That's it, exactly.
Shifting back to the practical logistics for a minute, the sources confirm that documents can be uploaded, pricing can be viewed, all through their specific platform link. So this seamless digital workflow ensures that even though their commitment is to local physical accountability, the client experience is still modern and efficient.
And that combination is really powerful. A standardized, secure digital platform coupled with that triple chamber verification and deep local street knowledge, it creates a very compelling value proposition. It's an assertion that the best modern service is actually built on verifiable old school community trust.
Which brings us to our summary. The main takeaway for you, the listener, is the deliberate choice being presented here in the source material. When you're sourcing a legal support service, you can prioritize accountability through official, tangible, local, verification-like active membership in the New Orleans, Jefferson, and St. Bernard chambers over simply choosing the cheapest or the most anonymous option you can find online.
And owner Scott Frank's dedication to maintaining those active memberships, it means the firm is literally invested in the reputation and the integrity of the jurisdiction where your legal service is taking place.
Which minimizes the risk you get with those fly-by-night service providers.
Right. And the final synthesis here is that this chamber verified model, it leverages local business reputation, a kind of reputational self-policing, as a powerful, verifiable substitute for impersonal corporate scale. It's an assertion that quality and trust are best managed by remaining doubly accountable to the very communities and court systems you work within every day. They're selling trust, and they're using their physical, local roots and external verification to back up that sale.
Which leads us to our final provocative thought. If a legal support provider like LPS is actively prioritizing local standing, community investment, and the verifiable trust of the chamber over simply offering the lowest price online, what does that say about your own commitment as the client to the legal integrity in the community you operate in?
Are you just sourcing a transactional vendor? Or are you prioritizing a long-term, locally vetted partner?
Something to mull over as you consider your sourcing criteria for your next complex serve. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.